Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Chester Mystery Cycle, and we're at play 17, and the relative textual confusion of play 16-16A seamlessly drifts into the relative clarity of the harrowing of hell. This is the Cook's Play, or the Cook's and Innkeeper's Play, so a guild used to rowdy guests barging in and trashing the place. The first half of the play is not dissimilar to other examples of hell and the harrowing thereof, but it has a rather fascinating ending, where the guild have put in something a bit in keeping with their profession. After some pretty miserable material, the evil characters of this play allow for a bit of a release. The good get a win, the evil get in some bants, and we're all set up for a very different tone in the next pageant. You can go to the show notes to find a nice accessible online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure, if you so please. Anyway, here is our first stab at getting into the text. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a dull Saturday morning in October 2018. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. We're not trying to be perfect, we're just trying to find out how it ticks. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released. And as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us, or on Twitter at BeyondShakes, or online just email us at admin@beyondshakespeare.org. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Richard Fawcett, Mark Scanlon, and Alan Scott. And I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is play 17 of the Chester Mystery Cycle. Enjoy. But let's crack on to play 17. We have essentially various prophets announcing their presence on page 37 onwards. So we'll just dance around the room. So Adam down that end, then Issei, Simeon returns. Richard, you could be Simeon for the moment. I don't think he says anything else later. You can be John the Baptist. And I'll be Seth, and then we'll come around again for David. And then that seems like a relatively good point to pause before Satan does his fun bits and bobs. So if we start down that end, Adam, the first man.
Our Lord and Sovereign Saviour, our comfort and our counsellor, of this light thou art, as I see well in sight. There is a sign thou wilt succour thy folk that have been in great languor, and of the devil be conqueror, as thou hast your behight. Me thou madest lord of clay, and gave me paradise in to play, but after my sin, sooth to say, deprived I was therefro, and from that wheel put away, and here hath lingered to the nay, in the stearns both night and day, and all my kind also. Now by this light that I now see, joy is come and Lord through thee, and of thy people thou hast pity, to put them out of pain. Sicker it may none other be, but now thou hast mercy on me, and my kind through thy paucity, thou wilt restore again.
Yea, sickerly this ill light comes from God's Son all might, for so I prophesied all right when I was living. Then I to all men be height, as I ghostly saw in sight, this word that I through God's might shall rehearse without tarrying. Thee, people, that time I said express that went about in Thestiness, to see a great likeness, as we done now each one. Now is fulfilled my prophecy, that I, the prophet Issei, wrote in my books that will not lie, whoso will look thereon.
And I, Simeon, sooth to say, will honour God all that I may. For when Christ a child was in good fay, in temple I took him. And as the Holy Ghost that day taught me ere I went away, these words I said to God's pay, that men may find in book. There I prayed without lease that God would let me die in peace. For he is Christ that coming was. I had both felt and seen, that he had ordained for man's heal, joy to the people of Israel. Now is it wonen that ilka weal to us withouten ween.
Yea, Lord, I am that ilk, Johan, that followed thee in flood Jordan, and that in a world about can gone to warn of thy coming, to bring the people to salvation, by merit of thy bitter passion, through faith and penance to have remission, and with thee to have 1 inch. And with my finger I showed express a meek lamb in thy likeness, in token that thou comen was, mankind of Baal to bring. At thy coming we had forgiveness, mercy concluded, righteousness. Therefore these words I do rehearse with honour unto thee.
And I, Seth, Adam's son, am here, that living went without an weir to ask at paradise a prayer at God, as I shall say, that he would grant an angel in high to give oil of his mercy, to anoint my father in his nigh in sickness when he lay. Then to me appeared Michael and gave me travail, never a dell, and said, weeping nor prayers fail, availed me nothing to seek. Nay, of that oil might I have none, made I never so much moan, until 5,000 years were gone, and 500th eke.
Ah, high God and King of bliss, worship be thy name, Iwis. I hope the time now common is to deliver us of danger. Come, Lord, come to hell anon, and take out thy folks every one, for those years are fully gone, since mankind first came here.
Now, as we pause here, it's interesting to note, actually, for some of them, they don't actually really mention who the hell it is. Whereas some, it's very clearly, I am such and such. Whereas John the Baptist seems to be more by intimation. He does say his name's John, it's Blood Jordan. You're not going to know who he is. I don't think King David really actually explains who the hell he is.
No.
In fact, it seemed appropriate that we went back to Adam, the speaker for Adam, because it sort of would work as well, because Adam turns up again later in a moment. So you're all in hell, by the way, in case you haven't got it, and pitchforks all round, because, you know, nobody's been saved. Okay, Satan, you're under siege.
Hellhounds, all that be here, make you bown with boast and beer, for to this fellowship in fear, their high's a fearly freak. A noble morsel ye have, mon. Jesu, that is God's son, come hither with us to one. On him now ye wreak. A man he is fully in fay, for greatly death he dread today. And these words I heard him say, my soul is thirst unto death. Such as I made halt and blind, he hath healed unto their kind. Therefore that boister look that you bind in bale of hell breath.
Sir, Sathanas, what man is he that should thee deprive of thy paucity? How dare he do against thee and dread his death today? Greater than thou he seems to be, for degraded of thy degree. Thou must be soon, well I see, and deprived of thy prey.
Who is this so stiff and strong that masterly comes us among? Our fellowship that he would thong, but thereof he shall fail. Weet he us with any wrong, he shall sing a sorry song, but on thee, Sathanas, it is long, and his will aught avail.
Against this shrew that cometh here, I tempted the folk in foul manner, Isil and Gaul to his dinner, I made them for to dite, and hang him on a rude tree. Now is he dead right so through me, and to hell, as ye shall see, he comes anon in height.
Satan, is not this that sire that raised Lazar out of the fire?
Yea, this is he that will conspire anon to reave us all.
Out, alas, alas. Here I conjure thee, Sathanas. Thou suffer him not to come to this place, for aught that may befall.
Yea, sickly, and he come here. Past is clean our power, for all is this fellowship in fear. He may take away when he would, for all be his commandment. Lazar, that with us was lent, maugre our teeth away he went, and him might we not hold.
Open hell gates anon, you princes of pain, every one, that God's son may in gone, and king of bliss.
Go hence, poplard, from this place, or thou shalt have a sorry grace. For all thy boast and thy menace, these men thou shalt miss.
Out, alas, what is this? see I never so much bless. Toward hell come, Iwis, sith I was prince here. My masterdom now doth fares amiss, for yonder a stubborn fellow is, right as holy hell were his, to reave me of my power.
Yea, Sethanas, thy sovereignty fails clean, therefore flee, for no longer in this sea. Here shalt thou not sit. Go forth, fight for thy degree, or else, our prince, thou shalt thou not be, for now passeth thy paucity, and hence thou must flit.
Out, alas, I am shent. My might fails, verament. This prince that is now present will spoil me from my prey. Adam, by mine enticement, and all his blood through me were blent. Now hence they shall all be hent, and I in hell for aye.
Just while we paused, I mean, there's some lovely things here. It's this idea that they're suddenly terrified that all these nice things are coming at them. You know, so much bliss toward hell come, Iwis. I really like that. I don't know how you stage it, but you know, it's like bunny rabbits just are leaping towards you, and you have to get out of the way. All of those things. It's the fact that the demon sort of is like, you're announcing everything, this is all going to be great, and we're going, hang on, is this the one who nicked Lazarus? Because, you know, I was just pulling his teeth out, it was all going well, and then he disappeared. And it does actually paint really quite a nice dynamic picture. The demons are always so much more fun than all the other sons, aren't they?
Baddies are always the best characters.
Exactly.
All the best lines.
And there's all this intimation of a much bigger canvas going on here, you know, banging on the gates of hell and fighting Satan. That, you know, there is intimations that there is a big fight between Satan and Jesus, and that Satan loses. That's presumably a skirmish outside the gates, because he hasn't broken into the main compound of the of hell. Yeah. How hell is structured, I don't know. Do they have a waiting room? It's also difficult.
Well, purgatory.
Yeah, but it's not technically, you know, he doesn't have dominion over purgatory necessarily. I don't know who does. It's also confusing.
Virgil.
Anyway, open up hell gates.
Open up hell gates, yet I say, you princes of pine that be present, and met the king of bliss this way, that he may fulfil his intent.
Say, what is he, that king of bliss?
That lord the which almighty is. There is no power like to his. Of all joy is greatest king. And to him is none like, Iwis, as is soothly seen by this. For man that sometime did amiss, to his bliss he will bring.
And he goes and releases Adam. Stage direction, I think, comes out very... God takes out Adam, which doesn't read desperately well. But he releases Adam.
Well, he stuffed him once, you might as well stuff him again.
Yeah.
Peace to thee, Adam, my darling, and eke to all thy offspring, that righteous were in earth living. From me you shall not sever. To bliss now I will you bring, there you shall be without ending. Michael, lead these men singing to joy that lasteth ever.
Lord, thy will done shall be. Come forth, Adam, come with me. Lord, upon the rood tree your sins hath forebought. Now shall you have liking and lee, and be restored to your degree, that Satan with all his subtlety from bliss to bale hath brought.
Out, alas! Now goes away my prisoners and all my prey, and I may not stir one stray, I am so straitly dight. Now comes Christ, sorrow I may, for me and my many fray. Never sith God made the first day were we so foul of right.
Now, there's obviously a location shift here and a change as we go into two sections that are quite weird, one of which is definitely a tacked-on addition. And another which is just interesting and strange. So you return to being Adam again, sir.
We did actually skip David's...
did we?
I don't know. To the bottom of 41.
Was it in square brackets?
Yes.
That's fine. It's a really random... It's not in this the version I'm technically working from, so I'm quite content to skip it.
Okay.
There's various bits at the very end we might go back to look at.
Anyway, so Adam having a chat with Enoch. Who fancies being Enoch? And who else is there?
No, Jesus is out now.
Yes, so if you fancy being you can be a prophet.
Helios prophet.
Helios prophet, yes, if you fancy being that. And you were a thief, weren't you?
I have been, yeah.
You've been a thief, you can be a thief. In a bit, you can be the mother. I think he's down as mother? Turns up in a bit, towards a bit?
Yes.
Yes, yeah,
if you want to be the mother. The tapster, you're basically a bent publican, broadly speaking. It's a very weird addition to the script. Okay, Adam, take it away.
Say, what manner men been ye, that bodily meeting us as I see, and dead come not hell as we, since all men damned were. When I trespass, God help me, that this place closed always should be, from earthly man to heaven tree, and yet I find you here.
Sir, I am Enoch, sooth to say, put into this place to God's pay, and here have lived ever since that day, at liking all my fill. And my fellow here, in good fay, is Heli the prophet, as you may see. Sorry, this is not me, is it?
Yes, fine, just keep going, I'll do the next one.
Is Heli the prophet, as you may see, as you see may, that ravished was in that array, as it was God's will.
Yea, bodily death, leave thou me, yet never suffered we, but here ordained we are to be, till Antichrist come with his. Fight against us shall he, and slay us in the holy city. But sickly within days three and half one we shall rise.
And who is this that comes here, with cross on shoulder in such manner?
I am that thief, my father dear, that hung on rude tree. But for I leaved without mit weir, that Christ might save us both in fear, to him I made my prayer, for which was granted me. When I see signs veray that he was God's son, sooth to say, to him devoutly I can pray, in his realm when he come, to think on me by all way. And he answered and said, this day in paradise with me thou shalt be I. So hither the way I know, and he betook me this tokening, a cross upon my back hanging, the angel Michael for to bring, that I might have entry.
Go we to bliss then, ye old and young, and worship God, away wielding. And afterwards, I read, we sing with great solemnity.
And everybody has a sing-song of Te Deum. It's really, I quite like Adam's opening gambit in that little sequence. He's just going, hang on, I've been in hell, Frederick. How is it some people are in heaven before me?
Who's been huge up here?
Yeah, and it's that thing of going, and everyone explains, you know, there's been a bit of a rethink to the whole heaven-hell principle. Anyway, we then have this interesting addition, which feels very much like a public service announcement about the evils of drinking. Satan and other demons, we will return to being who we were. Go, Mother.
Woe be the time that I came here. I say to thee now, Lucifer, with all thy fellowship in fair that present being placed, woeful am I with thee to dwell, Sir Satanas, sergeant of hell. Endless sorrow and pains cruel I suffer in this case. Sometime I was a taverner, a gentle gossip and a tapster of wine and ale, a trusty brewer, which woe hath me wrought. Of cans I kept no true measure, my cups I sold at my pleasure, deceiving many a creature. Thou my ale were naught. When I was a brewer long, with hops I made my ale strong, with ashes and herbs I blend among, and marred so good a malt. Therefore I may my hands ring, shake my cups and cans ring, sorrowful I may sigh and sing, that ever I so dealt. Taverners, tapsters of this city, shall be promoted here with me, for breaking statutes of this country, hurting the commonwealth with all tipplers, tapsters, all that are cunning, misspending much malt, growing so thin, selling small cups money to win, against all truth to deal. Therefore this place now ordained is, for such ill-doers so much amiss. Here shall they have their joy and bliss, exalted by the neck, with my master, mighty Mahmood, for casting malt beside the comb, much water taking for to compound, and little of the sack. With all mashers, minglers of wine in the night, brewing so, blending against daylight, Such new-made claret is cause full right of sickness and disease. Thus I betake you more and less to my sweet master, Sir Sataness, to dwell with him in this place, when it shall you please.
Welcome, dear daughter, to us all three. Though Jesu be gone with Armini, yet shalt thou abide here still with me, in pain without end.
Welcome, sweet lady. I will thee wed, for many a heavy and drunken head, cause of thy ale, were brought to bed, far worse than any beast.
Welcome, dear darling, to endless bale, using cards, dice, and cups small, with many false others to sell thy ale. Now thou shalt have a feast.
it's slightly bizarre that this comes in what is the cook's and innkeeper's play.
Yeah, well, it's presumably a deliberate sort of satire. Well, no, it's a deliberate thing about false innkeepers. So it's the thing is that, you know, anyone who's outside of the guild. Yeah. So actually, it's very logical.
Yeah, you buggers who haven't paid your subs to the guild.
Absolutely. You know, people who are delivering incorrect measure, people who are watering down the beer or putting random shit in it, they would be absolutely against. So we are the good people. You know, you can all, it is that sort of sense of it being propaganda being thrown into.
The rest of you, the ones who watered the workers' beer.
Yeah, so it's sort of been thrown into a different, you know, the evil tapster is works with Satan. There's actually quite a nice relationship with the mother and Satan, actually. You know, she knows she's going to be tortured for all eternity, but, you know, she's sort of all right with it, because they are her people.
She doesn't get a lot of audience participation and reaction with that speech.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that would definitely be a rabble-rouser.
Right, just flick back to that David speech. We'll just do an isolation as we've... apologies for skipping it. I just didn't notice in my edition because it's literally not in it.
I, King David, now well may say my prophecy fulfilled is in Fay, as now shows in sight veray, and soothly here is seen. I taught men thus here in my life day to worship God by all way, that held yates he should affray, and one that is bath bin.
Hath been, I think. I haven't updated anything in square brackets. I haven't done any textual work on it, so that's probably hath. The idea of him attacking a bath would be somewhat strange.
An interesting concept.
Brief pause, because I suspect... But again, that's a sort of weird play, because you get this weird adjunct at the end, or the two weird adjuncts at the end. It almost should end with just simply Satan is vanquished, but we get this Adam going up to heaven scene and sort of just getting a précis of what the new regime is like up there.